Welcome to Michigan Sunrise Side Today. I'm Kevin Allen, and joining me from the Chosen Ranch is Frank DiMercurio. How are you today, Frank?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Doing well, thank you. It's a pleasure to have you back on the show. We're going to talk about some exciting news. But before we do that, for anyone who has not caught up with us in the past, tell us a little bit about what the Chosen Ranch there in Alcona County is all about.
Sure. We're a Christian home for children who need a second chance. We developed this place for children who have kind of fallen through the cracks, and they needed a permanent home. So we bought a 160-acre ranch with a home on it, two ponds, a river, back river runs through it, and we have house parents in there, and we raise children over here, as well as reaching out into the community and being a positive influence on children in the community in general.
Yeah, very nice. It's a wonderful place. If you get the chance when you guys have open houses, go take a look at it. But today we are going to talk about a second phase to the Chosen Ranch, right?
Absolutely. We're really excited about this, Evan. And we purchased a building in downtown Lincoln, and we are converting it into the Chosen Ranch Community Center. Mm. It's located at 483 East Traverse Bay Road, and we're almost right on the intersection of Traverse Bay Road and 41, next to Fick & Sons gas station.
Okay. Now, what's going to be happening there, Frank?
Oh, we've got so many plans, and so many people are coming on board, Kevin. The first thing was, our dream was to start a school rewards program with the different school systems. And by that, what we're doing is we're having vouchers printed up, and we're going to supply them to the superintendent, the principals, and the teachers in the different school systems so that they can actually reward kids for doing random acts of kindness. Oh. Instead of them getting in trouble for this and that, we're going to look for the positives. And they'll be able to get a voucher, which they'll be able to bring back down here to the community center and redeem for prizes.
Nice. Wow. All right. So sounds like some exciting things happening over there.
Sure is. There sure is.
Yeah.
And it's not just for kids.
Right.
We're having we have a kitchen in the place where we're going to have food available for the kids when they come after school. For tutoring, we have we've had computers donated. We have an education room where we have a bank of 10 computers where retired teachers or even regular teachers will be able to come in and help kids with their homework after school. We're going to have a music room in there where people are volunteering to teach kids how to play an instrument, putting in a community choir in there. And we're going to have some fun times with these kids. It's just going to be a positive experience all the way around.
It sounds like it. Now, Frank, if they want more information about the Chosen Ranch or the new community center that'll be opening, how do they get more info on this?
Well, you can call us at 989-335-HOPE. That's 4673. Or you can go to our website, chosenranch.org.
All right. Frank DiMercurio from The Chosen Ranch. Hey, we appreciate your time today, and keep us updated on the progress with the second phase and anything else that's happening out there at The Chosen Ranch, okay?
Will do, and I really thank you for being such a positive influence in the community.